Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anoint me, Lord, today. Amen. That is our prayer. Welcome to the prayer line. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Anthony Simmons. We welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministry prayer line on today. To God be the glory for all that he is doing and has done. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Pastor Anthony is on his way in, and we're going to just open with scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our heart, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And let's go over down to verse 13. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even until this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen, amen, praise God. And even as I was contemplating on what to share today, God wanted me to come and just before we pray and share about the image of his glory, the image of his glory. And he wants me to remind you, my brother, my sister, that you are image bearers and glory carriers. Amen. You and I, we are image bearers and glory carriers. We carry the image of God, the image of Christ, and the glory of God. Amen. And here Paul in this letter, 2 Corinthians, is speaking to the Church of Corinth, and he said, do I need letters of recommendation to you or from you? And he began to go on and explain to them that they were his epistles. An epistle is a letter. He explained to them, he said, you are our epistles. And not only are you our epistles, but you are the epistles of Christ. You are the letters of Christ. And that's the first thing God wants us to be reminded of on today. We are letters of Christ. We are the epistles of Christ. We are living epistles. That means that we should represent Jesus everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. Well, you know, even as I was thinking about this, I was thinking, like, what does my letter say to people? And that's something that we all need to ask ourselves, even as we come to the prayer line, as we go to service on Sunday, as we come to Word Wednesday on Wednesday, what does my letter say to people when people read me? Because you'll be surprised that you're the only Bible that some people will ever read. So what are they reading when they read into your life, when they interact with you? You know, I was at the gym today, and as I was at the gym, I was on the ab machine. And I'm on the ab machine, and God reminded me of an encounter that I had at the ab machine. I had done 3 reps, and I was getting ready to do my 4th rep today. This is today. And as I'm getting ready to do my 4th rep, this lady came over to me and she said, Are you almost finished? And I sweetly turned to her and said, yes, I'm almost done. I have one more set and I'll be done. And I smiled at her. And as I walked away, I heard the Lord, hear me. As she walked away with a smile on her face after that very pleasant encounter, I heard the Lord say, well done. Well done. That was good. Because I had a flashback. Then he gave me a flashback. How many of you know that sometimes God will give you a flashback? Then God gave me a flashback of the last time someone came to me while I was on that same app machine and said something to me. As a matter of fact, I had finished my reps. I had finished my workout, and I went to get something to clean off the machine. But because we clean the machines after we use it. So my stuff, my phone, my keys, my headphones were still on the machine. So when I came back from getting the stuff to clean the machine, there was a lady there. There were two ladies there, and one of the ladies was cleaning off the machine. And I said, I have it. I said, I got it. And then she said, no, I have it. I said, no, I got it. I have it. You know, and the tone that I gave her was like, no nonsense. Like, I'm going to clean this machine. Let me finish doing what I'm doing, and then you and this young lady can have it. And then she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And then I realized that I had not given her a pleasant encounter with me. My letter was not nice. Come on, somebody. I had not given her a pleasant encounter with me, and I immediately tried to make up for it. Oh, no problem. I just went to clean off it off for you. But I was really perturbed that this lady was over there by my stuff, you know, and I wasn't in the spirit. Come on, somebody. How many of you know we have to work to stay in the spirit? So I told the lady, I said, no problem. So I'm going to and I cleaned it up quickly. I said, I just want to make sure I clean it up for you. But I felt really bad that day after walking away from that encounter with that lady. And God allowed me to redeem myself. He gave me another test. Come on, somebody. God, if you fail a test, God will give you another test. He gave me another test today to say, how nice are you going to be? I know you were caught off guard. I know you're working out. I know you really don't want to be bothered, but your letter has to be read well at all times. Amen. We have to make sure we're representing Christ at all times, whether we're at the supermarket, in our homes, on the job, in the gym, on the road. Come on, for those of you with road rage. We have to make sure that we are representing Jesus at all times. You are living epistles. And then the other thing that God wanted us to see from this 2 Corinthians chapter 3 is that not only are we living epistles, but we're written by Christ. You know, my encounter with the lady at the gym the first time let me know that I needed to go back and get into the face of God. Amen. I needed to go back and read my Bible. I needed to be reminded of the fruit of the Spirit. I needed to be reminded to be kind to my brother, be kind to my sister, be kind to strangers, because you never know if you're entertaining angels unawares. Amen. Hallelujah. So God says you are written by the Spirit. In other words, when we encounter God and through his word, through reading the word, through hearing the word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and by Word Wednesday, studying the word, and even our personal devotions, when we encounter God through the word, we encounter the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit begins to write the word upon our heart, amen. He begins to rewrite our lives, amen. So that our lives now are congruent with what God has said, amen, and what God expects of us. Come on, how many of you know that there is an expectation for how we live, amen? So God is saying here we are epistles, we're written by the Spirit, amen, and then he begins to go on to say that there's liberty in Christ. This is not condemnation, but it's conviction, amen. God says, I'm not going to condemn you for how you treated that first lady and the young lady that was with her. He says, but I'm going to convict you, come on, by my spirit, and give you an opportunity to change. Amen. So I was convicted by the spirit so that the next time somebody met me on that ab machine, I was ready to be nice. Come on. How many of you can say, you know what, I can be nicer. You know, I could be nicer on the job. I could be nicer when I'm driving my car. I could be nicer to my family. I could be nicer to my husband. I could be nicer to my children. Because you are even letters to them. They're looking at you, opening your mouth, praising God, going to church, coming to the prayer line, preaching the gospel for those of us who preach. They're looking at us, and they're expecting to see God. Amen. And which takes me on further to where it talks about Moses, where Moses put a veil over his face. And the Bible says that he wanted to hide the thing he wanted to hide the thing that was abolished. He wanted to hide the, not only did he want to hide the glory, but he wanted to hide the fading of the glory. Amen. Which brings me to my final point, that in order for the glory not to fade, we have to keep going back and spending time with God. I said this when I preached the message a few weeks ago. In order for the glory not to fade, we have to keep going back and spending time with God so that God can smear some more of himself on us. The Bible talks about the anointing. The anointing is the smearing, amen, of God on us. Amen. So God, in order for us to come out smelling like God and talking like God and acting like God, we have to keep going back into the presence of God in order for God to smear himself on us. Amen. So that we come out with the aroma of God and we come out as letters that can be read well of others that don't know God. So even as we pray, when we go into our times of prayer is so powerful for the replenishing of the oil, for the replenishing of the anointing, for the replenishing of the glory. Amen. Because when we go into prayer, what we're really doing when we go into prayer, whether it's a Tuesday night prayer or the prayer that you pray in the morning when you get up, or the prayer that you pray at night before you go to bed, when we go into prayer, what we're really doing is going into the presence of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. So when we come out of here, I don't know about you, but when Pastor Anthony and I come out of here on Tuesday night, we smear. Amen. We are so drunk with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are so, the glory is on us. Amen. And the glory should not only be on us, but it should be on everybody that's a part of this prayer line. If you're not tapping one, if you're not having a prayer request, you should be interceding with us. And as you intercede with us, you're right there with us in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. So the Bible talks about that. And it says, the final verse says, that as we look into the image of God, as in a mirror, that we are made into that same image, amen, from glory to glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As I look at God, as I spend time with God, as I read the word, as I praise God and worship God, amen, and sit up under the powerful word of God, the anointed word of God, then when I come out, what's happening is I'm being made into the image of God, amen. So that's why I said we are image bearers and glory carriers. Amen. So don't forget your identity. No matter what's going on in your life today, there is power in your identity. Let me say that again. No matter what's going on in your life today, know that there's power in your identity. Amen. And there is purpose in your identity. Amen. Because through you and through your life and through you being a glory carrier and an image bearer, others will come to know Christ. Others will come to know Jesus. Others will come to believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for giving us the privilege, the honor, the power to be image bearers and glory carriers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, God, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to do your work through us, oh God. Lord, let us not just look into the mirror and see something messed up, but walk away and not do anything about it. But God, let us look into the spiritual mirror like we look into the natural mirror, oh God. And when we see our hair messed up, or we see we need to, a man might see he needs to shave, or when we see, oh God, that we need to get something off of our face, oh God, that we will do like we do with the natural mirror, that we will fix that thing, oh God, hallelujah. We will not just walk away, oh God, and not do anything about it. So Lord, continue to work in us, continue to work on us, continue to write your will for our lives, oh God, continue to write your word upon our hearts, oh God, continue, oh God, to move us to obey your commandments, oh God, continue, oh God, hallelujah, to make us, oh God, hallelujah, and shape us and form us into vessels of honor, oh God, hallelujah, to be used for your glory. So, Lord, I thank you for every person on this prayer line. I thank you for those who are mature Christians, oh God, not babes in Christ, oh God, but those who are looking for the deepest things, oh God, those who are looking, crying out, deep call of unto deep, oh God. And Lord, I ask that you will continue, oh God, to stretch us, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, don't let us stay, oh God, in a complacent place. Don't let us stay in a lukewarm place, oh God, but continue to stretch us, oh God, hallelujah, until we stay out, oh God. Stretch us, oh God, until we change. Stretch us, oh God, until we conform to your will. Stretch us, God, until we, oh God, hallelujah, are conformed and molded and shaped into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in the church, God. We thank you, Lord, for sending souls and, Father God, saving lives and changing lives and setting the captives free, God. We thank you for healing the sick, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for all that you're doing in our lives. Continue to bless this prayer line. Continue to bless each and every person that comes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, even if my husband continues, even as my husband continues, oh God, with this prayer, I ask, Father God, that you let this word, God, permeate into the hearts of each and every person that's in attendance, oh God, so that we, Father God, can stand up and be counted as the sons and daughters of the Most High God. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for even giving me the opportunity to speak your word on tonight. And I give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. As we continue to praise your name, we thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you that, God, you are yet transforming us into the image of Almighty God. Your word said the regeneration would take forward and go forward, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. So, God, as we continue to pray, we thank you in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you are doing the work. You are doing the work because you said you will complete the work that you started in our lives in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are praying for a renewed mind. We are praying for a renewed spirit. We are praying in the name of Jesus to take off the old and put on the new. We are praying, hallelujah, to let down and to forgive and to forget that which you wanted to move past in the name of Jesus. Now, God, give us a heart, because you said out of the overflow of the heart flows all the issues of life. And, God, we are praying for that one in the name of Jesus, whose heart have been bruised, whose heart have been wounded, their heart have been broken. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You say you're near to the brokenhearted. You say you came in the name of Jesus to mend up the brokenhearted. And right now, God, hallelujah, we thank you for the capacity and the grace to forgive. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the enormous, Lord, amount of love that you give to us, that now, as my wife said, we have more glory. We have more anointing. We have more ability. We have now more room, God, in the name of Jesus, that love will overflow into our families. The love will overflow into our neighbor. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, make us nicer. Make us more, glory be to God, kinder. In the name of Jesus. So I'm praying for my brother and my sister on this line tonight. You know what they stand in the need of. Glory be to God. It is finances, Lord. Make a way in the area of money. In the name of Jesus. Somebody need an emotional healing. And we thank you that it's already done. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The spirit of fear and worry, which we're binding up in the name of Jesus. So God, right now, have mercy on your people. We need you, Lord, to step in. We need you, Lord, to show up. We need you, Lord, to strengthen us when we get weak. In the mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, hallelujah. We thank you right now, even as the word went forward, God, of the veil and the glory. The word went forward, God, that people are watching our lives. The word went forward, God, that it may take a lot to think about your neighbor, but you said love your neighbor as you love yourself. God, help us not to be closed in. Help us to open up to this world, God, in the name of Jesus. So we're praying for everyone on the prayer line. We're praying for every member of New Creation Church, past, present, and future, in the name of Jesus. Send them, God, from the north, south, east, and the west. I thank you for every family, every male and female, every child and adult in that church, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, right now, hallelujah, that one who is struggling with sickness, I bind that spirit of sickness up, and we cast out every infirmity. You came and you healed every disease in the name of Jesus. So, God, right now, we're praying for the sick. We are praying in the name of Jesus, those with heavy hearts. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on that one, Lord, who in the name of Jesus stands in the need of prayer. Make a way, God. Hallelujah. You said your word is a lamp to our feet, and you said your word is a lamp to our pathway. And God, we thank you that we are the righteous by grace, not by works, in the name of Jesus. But God, help us. Hallelujah. You said bring our cares to you. You said in the name of Jesus, and we get weary and burdened and heavy laden, to come to you, and you will give us rest. And I'm praying for that one to rest. I'm praying for myself to rest. I'm praying for my wife to rest. That rest is what they talked about in Hebrews, to simply go into what Jesus did, to rest and believe in what Jesus did, and mix that word with faith. So, God, we thank you right now that we're going to rest, we're going to trust, and we're going to believe you by faith in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying as we open up the phone lines tonight, every marriage, every family represented on this prayer line, that one, God, who the enemy's trying to play with their thought, we're praying. We're praying, Lord, for our children, all of our children, all of our children. We're praying for this generation, God. Have mercy. As we open up the phone line, have your way as we continue in prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We thank God for every caller tonight, and we are going to get to every caller. If you press 1 on your phone, we will see that hand and we will touch and agree, and we simply want to pray with you. That's what the Bible says. If we come into agreement, Jesus hears our prayers of agreement and he responds. So we thank God. We see those hands raised and we're going to start taking callers in the name of Jesus.
Before we take our first caller, I want to just take the time to say thank you. Thank you to all of you who helped me celebrate my birthday on last week. It was about on the 4th. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago. It's actually the 17th. I forgot to say it on last week. You guys with the cards and the gifts and the monetary gifts and the birthday greetings, you all just made my birthday a very, very good day. So I want to say thank you to everybody who shared in my birthday on that day. Amen. Amen. We're going to take our first caller, area code 678. God bless you.
I just want to praise you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me, for blessing me. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank God for being the lifter of my life, for being there, for loving me, for supplying all of my needs, for healing, for providing. I just want to thank him and tell him that I love him with all of my heart. Last week, I was telling you about my back feeling better, but I guess the devil didn't like me praising or thanking God for it. I fell down last Saturday. You know what? I'm feeling a whole lot better today because I was nursing myself yesterday. So I'm feeling a whole lot better. And, you know, the devil is a liar. He ain't going to knock me down. I know, and I'm expecting my healing from God. So the devil can try anything he wants, anything. But I rebuke him in Jesus' name. So I just want you to pray however your heart leads you. And thank you so much. That was so beautiful. The scripture you read, Pastor, and the prayers. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. Let us go before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Father, we thank you for your daughter in Zion. We thank you for Sister Maria right now.
Yes.
We bind up any spirit of retaliation from the devil, that contrary, contradicting spirit, Lord, where he tries to counter the blessings of God. And right now, he has no authority over her body. He has no authority in the name of Jesus, even with that mishap. We thank you, Lord, for a speedy recovery. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you kept her well. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, believing you by faith that back and that whatever is ailing is totally healed in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you have already touched her, that you have already ordained her, that you have already healed her in the name of Jesus. Because your word declares, hallelujah, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. And I thank you, Lord,
Amen.
That the word is not going to come back empty.
Yeah.
That word from heaven is not going to come back void. Your word is sent out, and you said you will heal us and save us from all destruction. So we are touching and agreeing with her in the supernatural spiritual realm that is already done. Now, Lord, as she waits for the manifestation in her natural body, give her patience, give her endurance, give her strength, give her in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the ability to wait on the Lord. And I thank you, God, hallelujah. Even as she sang that song, she continued to praise you. She continued to worship you, and she continued to honor you, even with her life, as we heard at the outset. Let her be that living epistle at work, and her son and her grandson looking upon her life, and let them see Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you continue to bless Maria, continue to provide for her and her family, and continue to open doors that nobody can shut. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you, thank so
you
much.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen. We're so sorry to hear you fell down. Amen. So sorry to hear you fell down, but you still have the victory. Amen. You're still praising God.
Amen.
Like you said, the devil can't stop you.
Amen. If I can sing, I'll break out in Johnny McClurkin. We fall down, but we get up. Hallelujah.
Amen. We
God
fall down,
Amen.
But we get up.
We get up.
Amen.
Well,
God
bless
all the glory. God bless you too.
And we're glad
so you're
feeling
you.
Better. Keep singing, keep praying.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you both.
God bless you. Amen. Praise God. He's still singing, you know, and the devil can suck and punch us and throw everything he can, but we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and we already have the victory. We're standing in a position of victory. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller, area code 862. God bless you. Area code 862.
Hi, Pastor. This is Emily. I'm listening and enjoying every bit of your program tonight. I thank you all for this Bible studies, and I'm enjoying it. Praise the Lord. It is so wonderful. I love you all in the name of the Lord, and I give you the glory. I give him the glory there, God, for this finding you all. It filled my heart with love and joy and everything. And you can pray for me. Keep praying for me and my family. I love you in the name of the Lord. And I would like to sing this hymn in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I like to start each day in prayer. But when I go from there, things are not the way as they were before. For the one who watches my soul got my whole life in control.
Yes.
And things will work much better when we pray.
Oh my God.
I believe in prayer. When I touch heaven, there I found solution through the problem I face. I believe prayer is the key.
Tonight with that hymn.
Yes.
Let us pray for you before we let you go. Let us pray for you,
please. Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the living God.
Yes.
Even as she reminded us when we pray, you
yes.
hear us. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. She reminded us tonight, God, that your ears are open to the prayers of your sons and your daughters. And I thank you for Emily tonight, that you continue to bless her family,
yes,
continue to put a song in her spirit,
yes,
continue
yes.
to raise her up, God,
yes,
strengthen every weakened area. Yes. We thank you, God, that every need of hers is met by your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
remove everything, God, that is against her. And right now, give her liberty to move forward and enjoy life, because the joy of the Lord is her strength.
Yes.
So I thank you for her blessed life. I thank you that she will prosper,
yes.
and I thank you that she will get victory in every area of life. God, continue to watch over her. I thank you for the angels that are assigned to her and her family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And, Lord, we thank you for Emily. We thank you for Eartha. Oh, God, we pray for Eartha on tonight, God, that you will continue to strengthen her, continue to bless her, continue to heal her, oh, God. We thank you for your hand on Eartha's life, Lord. We pray for Pearl tonight, God, that you will touch Pearl, God. We thank you, Lord, like Emily said, she believes in prayer. There's nothing impossible for you. There's no mountain that you cannot move. So, Lord, we pray even for Pearl that you will move this mountain of sickness off of her life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bring her comfort. Continue to bring her strength, oh, God. Bless Sister Emily. Bless her home. Bless her family. Bless her life. Thank you that the joy of the Lord truly is her strength. And, Lord, we thank you for Sister Emily on tonight. We thank you for bringing her to our family. We thank you for bringing her to New Creation Christian Ministries and to the prayer line and the Bible study in her and Eartha. Continue to bless them and continue to knit us all together in your love. And we glorify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. What a beautiful.
Oh, that was beautiful. The hymns, we came from him, and I love a good hymn.
That was so beautiful. What a beautiful hymn. Thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing that with us.
Yeah, I love you there, sister. I love you, Pastor. I love you all in the name of the Lord. And you have a blessed God, blessed night. In Jesus'
Thank
name.
You. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Stay with us. Don't hang up. We love you too. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Such a beautiful young, beautiful soul. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe in prayer.
Amen.
I believe in prayer. Amen. Beautiful hymn. We're going to take another caller. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 240. God bless you. Area code 240.
God bless you, too. Hi, Pastor Rebecca. Hi, Pastor Anthony. This is Star.
Hi, Star. How are you?
I'm fine. Today I requesting for general prayer. I just want to continue to stay on the right track with God. I noticed that when I slip and I'm not, you know, being consistent with, you know, my prayers and my daily routines with him, I noticed that I noticed some changes in my life, like some changes that I are not prepared for. And even if there are changes in my life, I notice that God will help prepare me for those changes.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Let us pray. Yeah, let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for Sister Star, oh God. We thank you for your hands on her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your grace and your mercy, God. Lord, even now, God, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen her, continue to draw her nearer to you, oh God, nearer to your cross, nearer to you, oh God. Draw her, Father God, like never before. She has a heart for you. She's Father God, she has a heart to walk the walk of a faithful Christian. She has a heart, oh God, to please you. She has a heart, oh God, hallelujah, to stay in right relationship with you. She has a heart, God, to do what's right in your eyes. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to give her the strength, give her the wisdom, give her the discernment, oh God. Allow her to see what she needs to see. Don't let her be distracted, oh God. Don't let her be pulled away by anything that's going on around her. Lord, continue to let her press her way to the prayer line, press her way to Bible study, Word Wednesday. Continue to let her press her way Father God, when she gets clearance to come to church, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just keeping her in the grip of your mercy. God, we thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon her life. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just hear God even saying, I have never forsaken you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm always with you. And God is even pleased with your press. My God, I see you pressing through some obstacles, and God says, I'm pleased with your press. So, God, we thank you, Lord, that she is pressing. She's a young woman who loves you, oh, God. Lord, keep her on fire for you. So, Lord, we thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, over her home, over her family. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her finances. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything pertaining to her, everybody connected to her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up the hand of the enemy. We loose your power, God, hallelujah, to go and do all that you have already purposed to do in her life. So, Lord, we thank you for Salida. We thank you for her baby, the precious, precious bundle of joy that you have given her, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. And we praise you, God. Yet will we praise you. Yet will she give you the glory. Yet will she give you the honor, God. She is yet praising you and yet present. So, Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way. Have your way in Salida's life. Yes. Have your way. She's surrendering. She's surrendering to you, God. So have your way in her life. Continue to work your will in her life. And we thank you in advance for the great things that you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, amen. Amen. Keep pressing, keep pressing. God says keep pressing, keep pressing. You are winning, you are winning. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Don't look behind. Don't let the devil play with your mind. Keep pressing towards the things of God. With Jesus, you win. You have the victory through Christ, the victory through Jesus. Amen. So keep pressing. Yes. I just hear God say, keep pressing. Keep pressing.
Keep
Amen.
Pressing.
Hallelujah.
Keep pressing.
No weapon formed against you can prosper. No weapon can prosper. Amen. And keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your mind on the Lord. Keep saying the word. Stay in the word. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your press. I'm proud of your press. We're praying for you, Pastor, and I will continue to pray for you and the family.
Thank you so much. And God bless you.
Charlie, you're still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, praise God. Listen, God put it in my spirit. The book of Philippians. The book of Philippians is four chapters. And get yourself an ink pen and a highlighter. And as you read those four chapters, if something hit you, write it down, mark it down, because it's going to bless you. Even as you're being transformed into the image of God. Forgetting those things which are behind, moving forward to those things which are ahead. You keep pressing. Because what you just displayed was a spirit of humility, a spirit of humility, and God's going to lift you up and raise you up as you keep moving forward. But the book of Philippians, get you a highlighter and an ink pen, and if something jumps out at you, go ahead and mark it down. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
God bless. Love you.
God bless. Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Amen. Love you. God bless you. Amen.
Love you too.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. The Spirit of the living God is on this line tonight. We're going to get to every caller. Be patient with us. We see those hands. We're going to get to every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. What's this next area code, Pastor? We're right now speaking with 216. God bless you. 216.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. I'm back on the line tonight, and I'm so glad.
God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
I know. It's not every week, unfortunately, but the saint that sang that hymn, oh, my God, that song that song watered the roots of my faith. That's all I can say. Wow. I'm so glad that I was on here to hear that. It really just touched me deeply, and I'm just so grateful for that. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. I just want to ask for prayer for my cousin. His name is Glenn. He had surgery on his back. It was successful, but apparently they're saying it's going to take a while for him to recover and to be able to walk again. He's had a lot of challenges in his life. He's had to overcome drug addiction and homelessness, but he's still close to us, and nobody's letting go of him. You know what I mean? So he's come through so much, and a lot of people didn't think he would even still be here on this earth. But now he's fighting this, and he's dear to us. So if you would please lift him up in prayer for healing for him and recovery, and just general prayer for me, at however the Lord leads you.
Amen. We're going to do that. Go before the Lord.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Barbara, even as she brought this relative Glenn to the prayer line. We thank you, Lord, as he has a desire in the name of Jesus to work and to be perfected in your image. And I thank you, Lord, even as he, hallelujah, has survived that surgery and is in rehab to walk and get himself together as far as his mobility. We thank you, Lord, for a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you gave him a desire to be better and to do better. You gave him a mindset, God, in the name of Jesus, to excel and to go after his dreams and what he needs out of life. You gave him, God, the desire from within to even be better. And I thank you, God, that you are doing that work. You are doing an invisible work that nobody can detect. And I thank you, God, even as Barbara sees the outward manifestation, I thank you that the inward work is also being done in the name of Jesus. So continue to raise Glenn up. Continue to work on him inside and out. Continue to give him all the needs. Thank you for the treatment center and the people that would, God, get him back to health and get him back to walking. In the name of Jesus, may his therapy be fast and, Father God, adequate. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, that you continue to heal him, continue to restore him, and strengthen and renew his body. In the name of Jesus. And touch Sister Barbara, God. You know, hallelujah, what season she is in. You know, God, in the name of Jesus, what she stands in the need of. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, as she pursues that which is in her heart, God, that you would give her strategy. You would give her wisdom. You would give her, God, in the name of Jesus, revelation, hallelujah, on how to pursue that which she wants and that which she sees for herself and her future. In the name of Jesus. So as she reads your word, as she prays in that prayer closet, you said what she does privately, you'll show her family and those that are looking publicly. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God. Her eye has not seen and her ear haven't heard. It hasn't entered her heart what you have prepared for her, because she does love you. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that her hands are on a plow, and she is not looking back. So, God, make her be like that tree planted. Keep her planted. Keep her rooted. Keep her, God, away from distractions. Let her have that focused faith in this season in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that she knows she's already blessed. So continue to provide for every need. In Jesus' name, amen. I was just seeing just even greater roots going down into the ground, because there may try to be a counterattack, but God is giving you greater roots and a greater anchor into the things of God. So it doesn't matter what the adversary is up to. It just matters what God is up to. So just enjoy this season, be blessed, and continue to stay in that word, because that word is going to keep you rooted and grounded in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Well, God bless you, and we thank God for you.
We thank God you got through tonight, and we look forward to you calling back.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless.
Amen. Praise God. Love you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing. Just stay with us. We're going to get to every caller. Amen. We do have some more callers. We thank God for each and every one of you on this prayer line. Amen. I just heard God say, expect God.
Jeez.
You know, in the middle of everything, in the middle of the good, in the middle of the bad, or what seems to be bad, expect God. Because he just still showed me Romans 8:28. He says, in all things, for we know that in all things, God is working, amen, for the good of those who love him and the called according to his purpose, amen, hallelujah. We have to be confident in the fact that God is working, amen. He's always working, so we give him the glory, amen, hallelujah. Through it all, we continue to give God the glory, amen. So expect God, amen, because God's getting ready to show up for somebody. Oh my God. God's getting ready to show up for somebody. Amen. This get ready to be a divine turnaround in somebody's situation on this line. Amen.
Said that. I'm hearing visitation.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Visitation. And you know if he visits you, you're going to get the victory.
Yeah.
I don't know who that's for on the line tonight,
yeah,
but I'm hearing so loud and clear in my spiritual ear gate. Visitation.
Yes.
All throughout the Bible, there's been God in the Old and New Testament. Periodically, he would give a visitation.
Yes.
And I thank God, even as you release that word, that it's all going to work together for our good.
Yes.
Everybody on this line, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, God right now, hallelujah, there's going to be just a supernatural encounter. There's
yes.
going to be a visitation, a supernatural encounter in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And all he wants is a supernatural response.
Yes.
We're going to react and respond because God is going to show up.
Yes.
And he's going to show out in Jesus' name.
And I agree with that because lately over the last few days, even as God had me talk about his glory on the prayer line today, lately over the last few days, I've been getting that visitation, amen, where you can, I'm just minding, I feel God right now. I feel God. I know other people feel him right now, too, where I'm just minding my business, and God just shows up. Like when Sister Emily started to sing that hymn, when she started singing, I felt the power of God. I felt the presence of God. Like Sister Barbara said, you know, it touched the core of her heart. Because she sang that thing, and it was the glory, the anointing of God that came through that song tonight. Amen. So God is showing up. He's showing up. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another call. Amen. Hallelujah. God is shifting the atmosphere for some of us. Amen. Area code 984. God bless you.
God bless you as well, Prophetess. How are you?
I'm doing well, Prophetess. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, I'm here for my dad. He's in rehab. Would you be willing to pray for him for me, please?
Oh, absolutely.
He talks to a
absolutely.
Monitor, so he's not going to be able to, you know, he could talk, but you're not going to be able to hear him because he talks to a thing. Here.
Okay.
He's the phone.
Name?
He can hear you.
What's his name?
Network.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We magnify your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you, Lord, even for your word that came forth, O God, regarding visitation and regarding, O God, you showing up in your presence and your power, Father God. Being in the presence of your people, oh God. So, Lord, right now we pray for Linwood, oh God. We lift up Linwood to you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we even now, God, even as he's in the hospital, oh God, you said you sent your word and healed them, oh God. You sent your word, oh God, and lift
who were ill, those who were afflicted, oh God. Also, we pray for Linwood on tonight, God. We pray that you will touch him, Father God. We pray that you will speak to his heart, God. We pray, Father God, that you will allow him to have an encounter with you, oh God. We pray, Father God, for you, Father God, to make yourself known, make yourself made manifest to him on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, he is, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, there receiving prayer on tonight, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will just give him comfort, that you will take away the pain, Father God, that you will, Father God, just do a new thing, God, even as he's on the monitor, that you will regulate his vital signs, oh God, that you will bring healing to his body, oh God, and that you will bring healing to his soul, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you because we know that you are able to do all things for self. So, Lord, we're praying for Brother Linwood. We're praying for Linwood on tonight, God. His daughter has brought him to the prayer line, and she's in the hospital with him. And, God, continue to comfort and continue to, Father God, give her, Father God, oh, God, hallelujah, the strength to continue to move forward, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your power being made manifest in that hospital room. So we thank you, strengthen Brother Linwood, strengthen him. Strengthen Prophetess Nichelle. Strengthen her, God. And, Lord, make yourself made manifest in that hospital room in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And even Brother Linwood, even as I was praying, God just wants you to know how special you are. Amen. That he wants you to know that he loves you. Jesus wants you to know that he loves you on tonight. Amen. And even though you're going through some hard times right now, God wants you to know that he's with you. God says, I'm with you. Let him know that I'm with him. I've been with him through all of his life. God has been, I see God pursuing you. Amen. Hallelujah. Even pursuing you. I don't know what your walk is with the Lord. Amen. I want to just encourage you, amen, just to turn to God during this time because God is the lifter of our heads and God can lift you up and continue to help you to walk through this season, to go through this season that you're going through. Amen. Prophetess Nichelle, we'll let your dad know we're praying for him. I know he can hear us. I want to ask him if he knows the Lord. I want to ask Linwood, do you know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior? I don't know
do
if he's responding.
He shook his head. Yes. Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Okay. So if you was to die
Amen.
Today, you know that your soul would go to heaven. Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Me and him, we did the sinner's prayer a couple of weeks ago, and he accepted Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
You want to say anything?
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Say amen. Say amen. That's agreement, okay? He said amen. You can't hear him, but he said
amen.
We're rejoicing
with you, Brother Linwood. I know because I was calling you brother, and I was like, okay, amen. I'm praying for my brother, amen, my brother in Christ. And God is with you. God is with you. I just release the presence of God, even in a more powerful way, into your
Thank
room
you.
Tonight, amen, through this prayer, that God would magnify
yeah.
himself in that hospital, in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we thank God
amen.
For you,
he said,
Brother Linwood. Amen. And we get those amens, and he's just agreeing in the spirit. And we thank God that all things are possible
yes.
for us who believe. And we're standing with you, Prophetess Nichelle. We're standing with your father. We're standing in agreement. Everybody in this prayer line, we got a full board tonight.
Yes.
And we know the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. So we thank God,
amen,
that his spirit is being renewed. And the flesh might be weak, but the spirit is going to overpower it, and we thank God for his healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. And
thank
I pray
so
right
much.
Now for, I want to just, Pastor Nichelle, just put your hand on your dad. Amen. Just one second. Father God, we just thank you
For Brother Linwood right now, we pray for him to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Receive the Holy Ghost right now. Be filled. God, fill him with your Holy Spirit right now. We pray for an infilling of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you because you're able to do everything but fail. So, amen. Hallelujah. We believe in God with you. God is doing some marvelous things with Brother Linwood. And we just know that God is working. Romans 8:28. That's what he gave me. Romans 8:28. In all things, God is working for the good of those who love him and the called according to his purpose. Amen. And by the stripes of Jesus, you are already, Brother Linwood, by the stripes of Jesus, you are already healed. Amen. By the stripes of Jesus. Amen.
You receive it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm so happy to hear that, Prophetess Michelle. I'm so happy to hear that your dad received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. That's a praise report. And we know that God is just so awesome in his heart tonight.
Amen. Amen. You feel peace?
So we
do. He said, yeah, he feels peace. So. Thank you guys so much.
Amen.
I really appreciate it. I asked him earlier.
Amen.
I let him know who you guys were, and I asked him if it was okay if you guys pray for him. And he said, yeah. So thank you guys so
much. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you. We're proud of your daughter. You have a beautiful daughter, Brother Linwood. We're proud of her. We love her. And we receive you as part of our family also. We love you too, sir. So God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Amen.
God bless you. Love you.
Amen. 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 Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. What happened? What happened? Did we lose the call, Pastor? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. We're going to continue to move forward. Amen. We thank God, but we want to stop. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise God for Brother Linwood. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he has eternal life with Christ. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. He has eternal life with Christ. So we thank God for Brother Linwood. You know, we're going to have a great big party. Amen. Hallelujah. When we do meet him. Amen. Hallelujah. We're all going to meet up in Christ. Amen. So we thank God for him. Amen. We thank God for his daughter leading him to Christ. Amen. And even as he lays in the hospital, we're still yet believing God for miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say it ain't over until it's over. Come on. So God says it's over. It's not over until God says it's over. Amen. The doctors say one thing, but God has the final say. Amen. So we are praising God for Brother Linwood and Prophetess Michelle. Amen. We're going to take another caller. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 757. God bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Prayers of the saints. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and hospital visitations. Glory to God. Is there anything too hard for our God?
Nothing.
Praise
nothing.
God. Praise God.
Nothing.
Praise God. I hope I wasn't muffling because I was moving around a lot. I got this. God is so good. Oh, my God. I was reminded of last week when the word came forth about the prayers of the saints, and when the sister came on, oh my God, it's like that's it right there, that's it, because God's drawing the saints and the older generation, that there was just a different spirit.
Come
a
on.
Different spirit. She reminded me of of my mom, you know, and that generation, how they used to, I mean, how they sang the songs and sang the spiritual hymns and spiritual songs and the Psalms. And, oh, my God, that just, whew, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And, yeah, he's bringing his people together. And glory to God, glory to God. We need that. We need the generations again, our generations. There's a younger generation that doesn't know what it's like to experience the older generation. And there's just so much that they've missed out on, not having that older generation there. So, ooh, glory, 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 glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And, I mean, this prayer line going into the hospital, my God, jeez.
God is good. He loves
we
us so much. He loves Brother Linwood so much.
He
and he sent us
to the
all
of
us came
right
about,
into the hospital.
About 25 of us came to visit him tonight. About 25 of us or more.
Praise God. He
Amen.
Is good. He is good. I want to yield to the Holy Spirit and just let God do or say whatever he needs to say. I praise you, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, for the prayer line. I thank you for where you're taking us. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that yes, there's nothing too hard for you, and distance is nothing. Distance is nothing. There's no distance that you cannot bring us together and do what you need to do, what you want to do in and through our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. And I thank you, Lord, that no matter what we're
yes.
going through, you're strengthening us. Thank you for the correction, Lord God. Thank you for correction. Thank you for the conviction that brings us into a deeper place with you, into the right place with you. Thank
yes,
you
Lord.
So much for that correction and helping us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our pastors, Lord God. Thank you for Holy Spirit-filled pastors that are leading the way, Lord God, and that you're living, they're living, they are living epistles, Lord God, that you are working through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I came across a scripture, if I can read it, which was
yeah.
in Ephesians 5:19. Who speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Submitting yourselves one to another
yes.
in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then there was one, and that's in Ephesians 5. And then it also took me to Acts 16:25, where Paul and Silas says that, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. I get glory and honor and praise to God. I thank you, Lord God. And I'm letting go right here because I really feel like somebody has a word up off of a word coming in. So praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, we thank God,
Amen.
Sister Rita, you, for your not just your faithfulness and your due diligence, but
yeah.
even as you were speaking
yeah.
and you pray for us on this prayer line tonight and you
yeah.
release the word along with the scripture, I heard
sure.
God said, I'm pleased.
Mm.
He said, son, tell everybody who's audibly listening that I am pleased. You know, sometimes we think we fall short, but we heard a soul being saved on this line as prophet has led her father to Christ. Sister Emily, who sang on the line, met Sister Cece, and she's been at New Creation these last few weeks, and we thank God of that spiritual connection that somebody told somebody about their church and got excited about Jesus. And these scenarios are happening right on this line. And you also, those of you who didn't press one, have a story as well.
Yeah.
And we thank God, Sister Carmen led so many people to this prayer line. And I can go on and on and on, but God is saying he is please. And I thank God for every caller. We've had a full switchboard all night, and we're going to pray for you because you have just been so faithful to your church and your pastors and mainly God. So we thank God for you, amen, your love toward us and what God is doing. Father, we thank you for Sister Rita right now. We thank you, God. You know what she's walked through. You know what she's in. You know where she's headed. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word. You know the thoughts you think towards her, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give her a hope and an expected end. And I thank you that her ladder will be greater in the name of Jesus. I thank you that her future is bright. And I thank you that her tomorrow is going to be better than her yesterday. And God, right now, hallelujah, you said she's been faithful over a few, and that's why you're going to put her over much in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, that you gave her that heart for you. You gave her that heart for souls. You gave her the word of the Lord being in her mouth as she meditates on your word day and night. You gave her, in the name of Jesus, the will to be a living epistle. No matter where she works, no matter where she lives, God, she is lifting up the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, as she continues to keep her pastors in prayer. She continues to pray for her church. She prays for her family and her grandchildren. I thank you, God, that all of her needs be met. You know her personal and private prayers. Go ahead and do that for her, God, in the name of Jesus. We have not because we ask not. Give her a special blessing. I thank you that you overwhelm her with favor. I thank you that your grace and your mercy will overwhelm her in this season in her life, in the name of Jesus. And give her strength even in that weakened area, God. The devil is a liar, and I thank you that no weapon against her will ever prevail in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, over her ministry, over her family, all of her children, the blood of Jesus, which never will lose its strength. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus will never lose its might. May that blood, hallelujah, watch over her. Even in the book of Exodus, when the enemy saw the blood, hallelujah, it had to pass over. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, for your angels that are on assignment and the blood of Jesus that covers her life in all of her days, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Glory to the name of God.
You know, when you came on singing tonight, Pastor and our spirits got stirred up. I said, she's coming on with a praise. Hallelujah. Coming on with a praise.
Hallelujah.
And the prayer line received that. You came on the line rejoicing. Keep that rejoicing. Even as we go off the air tonight, keep rejoicing with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can I share a quick testimony? I forgot to share. So my youngest daughter and my, well, not my youngest grandson anymore because I had another one, but so she's back in church. And
amen. Jesus.
Contacted me to let me know that that she, her son, they were watching one of the programs on TV, and he wanted to pray. So she prayed with him. She told me, she said it wasn't a sinner's prayer, but he wanted to pray. And then after they finished watching the broadcast, he told her, I want to watch that some more. So I praise God. You know, he's drawn her back, and she's just, you know, getting her life back in order. She knows what to do, and she's just right back on track, and she's like, you know, praising God because she's working things out of her life that because she knows coming back to him means letting go of other things. So she's working those things out, and she had started it by when she first contacted me telling me I'm going back to church, and we're going to church Sunday. That was a couple of weeks ago, so I praise God for that. Glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a powerful praise report, and it's encouraging a lot of parents and grandparents on the line, and we continue to pray for all of our children and parents, granddad, grandma. Keep praying for that child and that grandchild, even as we heard that praise report. Amen. God is watching over our children.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for you. We love you.
Praise God. We
thank you for that praise
report. To God be the glory. Amen. We are rejoicing with you on that. Amen. To God be the glory. The Bible says, and the child shall lead them. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The children are pulling their parents back into the church. We have little Sophie, and we pray for little Sophie, Deacon Carmen's granddaughter, great-granddaughter. And she's doing the same thing with her parents, saying, let's go to church. And 4 years old, amen. So this next generation, amen, is going to be spearheading a great revival, amen, of bringing the hearts and the minds of the people back to God. Amen. So we thank God for that testimony, amen. And we thank God for the scripture that you shared in the prayer. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. One more caller. Amen. Area code 848. God bless you.
God bless you. Grace and peace unto you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. It's the glory. How's everyone this evening?
God bless you.
God bless you, Lori.
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I thank you for your prayers last week. I'm not out of the wilderness yet, but I was created to make his name glorious. I was.
Yes.
And you were too. All of us was on this line. And this is how we fight our battles. And I received the word visitation and show up.
Yes.
In the midst of it all, I give him praise. I'm going to seek his face for instructions. I know that the Lord will fight my battles, and he will fight your battles too, if you have any.
Yes.
Just give him praise. Give him praise on today. It's a whole nother week. Last week is gone. This is a new week. This is a new day. I'm grateful. Although I haven't come out, I see the victory. I'm receiving it.
Yes.
God's got my back. He's
gonna
do it in the name of Jesus. Every demon in hell cannot have anything that God has given me. And
amen.
I just give God the praise. I give God all the glory and all the honor. I thank God for you and Pastor Anthony still having this prayer line, praise God. I know it's nobody but God. I thank God that I can come on here and give just a small testimony and a small, not a small praise, a great praise, because we serve a great God.
Yes,
and I'm just grateful to you and Pastor Anthony for having this prayer line. And I admonish you to keep going. I know God got great things for you and Pastor Anthony.
Yes.
And
amen.
I'm just looking forward to the greatness in everyone's life. I'm great. I'm excited about everybody's testimony tonight, everybody's praise tonight. All you have to do is just praise him, and it will break. It might not break all at once, but it's going to fall down, because God's word and your praises are too great going to God that the enemy will not break. But when you praise him, it will break. And I'm grateful to God today. Amen.
Yes.
And I thank you for your words of encouragement on last week. And you told me to come back, and I'm just going to keep coming back and keep coming back. And if I don't say nothing, I will be on this line.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let the God be the glory. So good to hear you back. Amen. On the prayer line. And we receive everything that the Lord released through you. Amen. Yes. Amen. And even as you were releasing, God just was just showing me so many things pertaining to your life. Just continue to stay prepared. Stay ready. Stay ready. You're on a good track. You're on the right track is what I was hearing God saying. And everything that he has for you, you already declared it out of your mouth. It shall come to pass. It shall come to fruition. it shall manifest. Amen. So continue to seek the Lord with everything in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for Sister Lori. Oh God, we thank you for your hand on her life, God. We thank you for your word in her mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the declarations, oh God, that she has made, oh God, even out of her own mouth, oh God. Hallelujah. Declarations of warfare, oh God. Declarations of, Father God, affirmation according to your word, God. So Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to do the great work that you have begun in you. You said you are faithful, oh God, to complete the work that you have begun in her and us all. So, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for this woman of God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her battle. I thank you, Lord, for the battle scars. I thank you, Lord, that you're turning everything around. Thank you, Lord, that she already has the victory. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that she is the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. We thank you, Lord, for the praise that she has in her mouth. We thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough, oh God. Even as you were saying, if you praise him, it will break. I saw breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. Even as you continue to praise, God says, I'm breaking it. I'm breaking it. It's continued. It's being broken. Pieces are breaking off. It's getting ready to shatter in the name of Jesus. The warfare, your praise is waging warfare against the battle that's been coming and waging against your life, your mind, your family, hallelujah, your finances, hallelujah, your future. And God is saying it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking. As you praise me, as you speak my word, as you speak my faith, it's breaking, it's breaking. The daybreak is here. Weeping has endured for a night, but joy has come in the daybreak. Amen, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For Sister Lori, we thank you, Lord, for her persistence in you. We thank you for her press. So continue to bless her, God. Touch your whole family, God. We bind up the hands of the devil, oh God. Hallelujah. We loose your power. We loose your power over her life, over the life of every person listening. We loose your power on this prayer line. We loose your power on this prayer line. We loose your power. Oh, God, over every life, oh, God, hallelujah. We bind up the hand of the devil, oh, God, and we declare breakthrough, oh, God, that as we praise you, the breaker anointing is being released on this prayer line. So, Lord, we thank you for the breaker anointing being released, oh, God, in the hospital. We thank you for the breaker anointing being released in Sister Lori's house. We thank you for the breaker anointing being released, oh, God, over every in Hillside, in North Carolina, in Ohio, in Elizabeth, the breaker anointing being released, oh God, in Florida, oh God, in Irvington, in Newark, oh God. We thank you for the breaker anointing being released in Broomfield. We thank you for the breaker anointing being released all over New Jersey, God. Hallelujah. For every house represented. So, God, continue to use Sister Lori, oh God, as she releases your word and releases her faith, oh God, to meet the promises that have already been declared over her life. Continue to bless her family. And, Lord, we thank you that it's already done. God says it's already done. So, Lord, we thank you that it's already done. It's done, done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for visitation, God. Continue to visit her, oh God. We sweep her house clean of everything dark and demonic that's trying to infiltrate in the name of Jesus. And we release your anointing, your angelic force, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. We push chest, Mama. Yes, God. We thank you that there's power in our praise. We thank you that there's power in the press. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I see you all the way out. I see you all the way out.
In the name of Jesus, stand
Hallelujah.
Strong all the way out.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, amen. So continue to press. Continue to press and move forward with the Lord, because greater awaits you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Everybody
loud
on this line, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you. We love you, and
we'll
see you next week. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Good night. Amen.
God bless
you. We're going to squeeze one more call. God is moving. The breaker anointing is coming to everyone on this line. She said it. The breaker anointing is coming to everyone on this line. Erica, we're going to squeeze this last caller. If you get cut off, God bless you and good night, everybody. But we're going to squeeze another call in. Area code 908. God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca. Hi, Pastor Anthony. I'm sorry. I thought I had pressed one, but I wanted to say happy belated birthday to Pastor Rebecca and ask
you
for general
you.
Prayer. You're welcome, Pastor
thank
Rebecca.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight. For Diamond, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For this young mother, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you will continue to do a work in her life, God. A supernatural spiritual work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That the prosperity and the peace and the power that she resides in will increase in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, to give her a peace which surpasses all understanding. You know her prayers. And I thank God that heaven is now visiting earth in her life in the name of Jesus. You said, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Those who are close to you. And I thank you, Lord, that even as we're talking about visitation, that you would visit her, God, that you would show up, that she would have a God encounter in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. She surrendered her life unto you. And I thank you, God, that you are yet showing her how real you are in her life. Watch over Diamond. Watch over her girls. Watch over her interests in the name of Jesus. Strengthen every area, God. Hallelujah. Every challenge, God, may she prevail in the mighty name of Jesus. Every valley may she go through. Every mountain may she get over in the mighty name of Jesus. God, surround her with a remnant. Oh, I feel God. Surround her with a remnant, God, that you have assigned to her life in the name of Jesus. So, God, help her to walk by faith and not by sight. Help her in the name of Jesus, because your word says, we, glory be to God, believe in those things which are not visible, but those things which are invisible. For the things which are visible are temporary, but the things which are invisible, they are eternal. So, God, help her to keep her mind stayed on Jesus.
Yes.
Help her to stay positive.
Yes.
Help her to be optimistic. Yes. Help her to continue to stay in faith. Oh, glory be to his name. And we bind up any spirit of any spirit, contrary spirit, any thought that is not of you, God. Give her the ability to take it captive and to make it obedient to your word. So as she read her word, put that word in her heart. As she read your word, put that word in her mind. As she read and study your word, get that word deep down in her spirit. And I thank you that it will produce a harvest in Jesus' name. And we say amen. Amen.
Amen.
You got
amen,
the victory.
Amen.
You just keep believing God. Keep putting your trust in God. Put the Bible says, have faith in God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave it that right there.
Yeah.
Keep, Diamond, keep putting your faith in God and watch what God do. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Continue to we bless those babies. We bless each and one, everyone, those babies. And even now, I just see breakthrough for you. I see breakthrough for you. Amen. Hallelujah. That God is breaking you through some tough areas in your life. But the breakthrough is coming. Amen. As you continue
Amen.
To press, continue to move forward with God. God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The warfare is expected, amen, but you already have the breakthrough, amen. You already have it. It's already done. Just keep moving forward. Don't worry about everything that's going on around you. God says, keep moving forward with me. Keep moving forward with me, and you will come to the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. You will come to the other side. So continue to keep God first, and I receive those birthday wishes. Thank you, and I pray to see you soon.
No problem.
Kiss the babies for me. I'll talk to you. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you, everybody. That was our last caller. To God be the glory. You can, for those of you who are led to sow, we thank you for everyone who's sowing seed. We want you to know we have received your seed. We thank you for sowing. Thank you for sowing. You are not only keeping the prayer ministry going, but you are sowing into the local church. So we thank you for sowing to the local assembly. We thank you for sowing to the prayer line. Word Wednesday, my birthday. I thank everybody for my birthday gift. Pastor Anthony thanks everybody for sowing into his life for his birthday. For those of you who want to sow, you can go to nccmonline.org. nccmonline.org. That's our website. And there's a donate button there where you can sow. Every dollar matters. Amen. We're paying the lease at the church. The men just had a powerful men's breakfast on Saturday at IHOP, and the church helped to sponsor that. Amen. We are looking to do some great things through the ministry, and we thank God for every seed sown. We're looking forward to a food fellowship coming up, perhaps our women's conference coming up. So we thank God for every seed sown. Amen. Father God, I thank you for my mother. Thank you for Mother Mae Thomas. Continue to bless her and keep her. We thank you for your hand on her life, God. We thank you for healing, God, healing in that knee area, oh God. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed, oh God. We pray for Deacon Carmen Callow, oh God. We thank you for Sophie, God. We pray healing over Sophie's life, God. We bind up the hand of the enemy, oh God, and we declare victory over her young life, God. Thank you, Lord, for all those who are here who did not press one, God. We pray, Father God, your blessings upon every household. In Jesus' name, amen. Come see us on Sunday. We are 1482 Maple Avenue. There's a powerful word going to be preached on Sunday. Bring a friend with you. Meet us tomorrow night at 7:30 right here at 646-652-4832. Amen. For Word Wednesday, the next men's breakfast is November the 16th. At 10 o'clock at IHOP in Irvington on Springfield Avenue. Amen. Keep believing God. He won't let you down. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Daddy made. Oh, I believe.
blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe, God's gonna do it. Yes, He will. I believe, gonna get better for you. I believe, God's gonna do it. He's gonna do it.
About your future.